This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير أم تريدون أن تسألوا رسولكم كما سئل موسى من قبل ومن يتبدل الكفر بالإيمان فقد ضل سواء السبيل ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله إن الله بما تعملون بصير وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله إن الله واسع عليم وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه بل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القاعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفي نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر ويخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى فذكر اسم ربي فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله العظيم.
Can we please fill the masjid from the front, inshallah? It will be easier for those coming a bit late. So can we please fill the masjid from the main masjid? And then, inshallah, it will be easier for those coming a bit later.
And from the front.
And upstairs, inshallah. Tafadhal, jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you. Allah'ın izniyle, 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 Allah' بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والشكر لله الله سبحانه وتعالى gathering us on this مبارك and blessed day. The day of Eid for the believers. The day in which dua is mustajab. The day in which the rigid becomes of the pious. The day in which those that was past may be filled with darkness, leave with food. The day that we in if you are far, you could be brought close. It's a special day. It's a day we take advantage of. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah bless us and fill us with nur inshallah. Allah draws close to you subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of Sayyidina Muhammad is. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are extremely honored once again to have our honorable ustad, our sheikh, the father of the king, some of the ulama would say, our Sheikh Ibrahim. We ask Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him for many years, inshallah. And the Sheikh is of course serving on many boards. And Sheikh is one of our leading senior members, not only in the community of Cape Town, leading member in South Africa and also around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah allow that many from the world will benefit from our Sheikh, and may we continue benefiting from him for many years, inshallah. We pray for them.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك Honorable مولانا تلاور Honorable مولانا سليم All the committee members of Jamia Masjid, all my seniors, all my beloved mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, and beloved youth, I greet you all with the universal greetings of love and peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is once again a great honor and a privilege for me to be with your honorable selves today. And we start off by saying Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for all the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has granted us again the honor to be the Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest favor. And that is that Allah has chosen us and selected us to be part of the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just want to remind that we are not Muslims by luck or by chance. Because Allah says at the end of Surah Al-Hajj, وَجَتَبَاكُمْ He, Allah is the one that has selected you to be a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. وَلَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ So we don't worship anyone but Allah. And we say to the whole world, نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ We bear testimony that no one has got the right to be worshipped. And we also bear testimony that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final and the greatest messenger of Allah. Al-Qa'il, the one that said, "Awla an-nasi biya yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan." The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, and the people that will stand first in line to enter Jannah through the shafa'ah of Rasulullah alayhi wasallam are those Muslimin who have put the most salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala hadha an-nabiy al-karim. May Allah subhanahu put salah and salam and barakah on our beloved Nabi alayhi wasallam. And on all the brothers of Rasulullah of the Anbiya Mursaleen and his family and his sahaba wa man tabi'ahum ila ihsan ila yawm al-din and all those who followed Rasulullah in the best way until the day of yawm al-qiyamah. أما بعد يا عباد الله after that O beloved servants of Allah اتقوا الله always be conscious of Allah always be mindful of Allah what's the meaning of mindful break up the word your mind must be full of Allah وأطيعوا and be obedient to Allah for indeed in the whole world no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ فِي مُحْكَمِ تَنْزِيلِ And know well that Allah says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Anbiya, right at the beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوا وهم يلعبون لاية قلوبهم صدق الله مولانا العظيم May Allah subhanahu open our hearts for the Quran And may Allah increase our love for the Quran. So Allah says to us, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. The day of reckoning, the day when we are going to stand accountable in front of Allah, is getting closer and closer. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. But people, human beings, they are unconcerned about the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. They're not worried. Ya Rabb. مَا يَأْتِي مِنْ ذِكْرِ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Whenever new advice comes from the Rabb, from Allah, they listen to it in a playful and mocking way. لَا يَتَنْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. While their hearts are heedless. Their heart, Allah says, their hearts are heedless. My beloved ones, we need to ask ourselves, why did Allah reveal these ayat? Because we must remember the Quran is a book of guidance. So we need to ponder and to contemplate. And in fact, that is what Allah is asking for all of us. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't people ponder over the words of Allah? So we mustn't just treat the, Allah says, the day of reckoning is getting closer and people are unconcerned and they're negligent. Just read it, by the way. Allah wants us to ponder, contemplate. And when we do ponder, we will then find out that Allah actually wants to make sure that we, all of us, are not going to be of those who are heedless and unconcerned about the biggest and most important day in our lives, the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. The day, as Allah describes, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِي وَبَنِيهِ. That day is going to be so difficult. The person is going to run away from his own brother. He's going to run away from his mother. Imagine your mother's needs in help. He said, mother, I can't worry about you, mother. Away from his father, his children, his spouse. He's worried about himself. Am I going to make it to the Jannah? So yes, my dear ones, today's Jumu'ah is not just another Jumu'ah. Today's Jumu'ah is all about making sure that all of us, we are on track. And if not, that need to change. And we need to wake up before it's too late. We can't wake up in the qabr. In fact, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, "An-nasu niyam, fa'idha matu intabahu." People are asleep. And when they die, then only they wake up and realize what is the reality. My beloved ones, I said to myself recently, Ibrahim, just imagine entering the Jannah. Just imagine living in the palaces in the Jannah. Just imagine living in the vastness of the Jannah. So just to give an idea of the vastness and what Allah has prepared for us, our beloved Nabi Muhammad says in a hadith, an authentic hadith, I know the last person that will exit Jahannam. And I know that person, and he will be the last person to enter Jannah. What does that mean? He will have the lowest rank in Jannah. And he comes to the Jannah, and Allah says to him, "Udkhul Jannah." And he goes, and he looks in the Jannah, and to him it looks, it's full. He comes back to say, "Ya Rabbi, inna mal'a." Oh Allah, it's full. Allah says, no, it's not full. Go. The second time he comes back with the same, the third time he came back to say it's full, Allah says to him, you enter the Jannah. Your size of your Jannah is the size of the world that you live in. Not Cape Town, not South Africa, the world that you live in. and 10 times the size of the world that you live in. Maybe we don't realize what Allah has prepared for us. And I said to myself, Ibrahim, just imagine when you enter the Jannah, you're going to live forever in the Jannah. And forever doesn't mean 500 million years. It's not 500 billion years. It's not even 500 trillion years. It's forever. And then I said to myself, but Ibrahim, just imagine you don't make it to the Jannah. And the Malaika tell you, you're not going to Jannah, you're going to Jahannam. Ya Rab, may Allah protect all of us. My dear ones, I'm here today. I didn't come all the way from Mrs. Plain to waste your time. I came all the way to tell you and to motivate you and myself first to work hard, extra hard to go to Jannah. And Allah says about those people going to enter the Jannah, فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And what an amazing reward for those who have worked hard. Currently, we are, allow me to say, we are mediocre. What's the meaning of mediocre? We are average. We just, by the way, working for Jannah. In other words, we are not serious. In 1992, when problems started in Somalia, I was very fortunate to go with the ulama delegation to the borders of Somalia to take away aid that was collected by the South African Muslims. On our way back, one afternoon for Dhuhr Salah, we went to a masjid in Nairobi. It is in the city center. And there are so many people coming for Salah, coming for people for the lunch break, that they give 20 minutes for people to take wudu between the Adhan and Iqama. And in that time, one of the ulama will stand up and say a few words. And I was very fortunate to be there that day because I've learned so much. And I've learned this following lesson, and I'm going to share it with you. That day, that alim is from Mombasa. No? He said, Allah says in the Holy Quran, Am hasibatum an tadkhul jannata wa lamma ya'lam Allahu alladhina jahadu minkum wa ya'lam as-sabirin. Do you think Allah is asking us a question? Allah, before I'm going to say go further, Allah has already prepared our jannat. All our jannat are prepared. But in this ayah, Allah says, do you think that you are just simply going to Jannah and you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah? And I want you to remember, I remember it now since 1992. I'm appealing to you to remember this ayah. And I'm going to repeat it. Allah's asking the question, do you think that you're just simply going to Jannah and you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah? And you haven't shown Allah yet that you are of those people who have sabr, the real sabr, the complete sabr. You know what's the complete sabr? The complete sabr is in three. The first one we know, if anything happens, if somebody dies, if you are in an accident, you've lost money, whatever, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. You don't complain, and you know. That's the first part of the three. The second one is to have sabr on what Allah has commanded you to do. For example, every morning you're up for Fajr, you have that sabr. But if Allah has commanded, you do it. The third one is to stay away from all haram, from all wrongdoings. You know what Allah says about the people who had sabr? Subhanallah. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. On the day of Qiyamah, those people who had a real sabr, they will enter the Jannah بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without reckoning. Allah is not going to question them. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ja'alna min as-sabirin. My dear ones, please allow me to share with you one or two examples to prove to your honorable selves that we are not so serious. But before I'm going to do that, I just want to remind you of a very important ayah of the Holy Quran. Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 8. You must remember that reference, so you can go back. Allah says, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِينِ الْحَقِّ. The wazn, the weighing, the scales, the weighing of your good deeds and your bad deeds, it is the truth, says Allah. It's going to happen. Your good deeds are going to be put here and the bad deeds here. It is the haq. Let me read the ayah again. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِينِ الْحَقِّ. It is the truth. The weighing of your good deeds and your bad deeds. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those people whose scales of good deeds are going to be very heavy, they are going to succeed to Jannah. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. But those whose scales are going to be light. Light in good deeds and heavy in sins. Those are the people that are going to lose themselves because of how they treated the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To my Muslimin, the example that I want to make to prove that we are not so serious. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, Man salla salat al-isha ma' al-jama'ah فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ وَمَنْ صَلَّ الصُّبْحَ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهِ. Any person that makes salah in the masjid, salatul isha, by Allah you will give the reward as if you have stood up half of the night making salatul tahajjud. And whosoever makes fajr in the masjid, by Allah you will get the reward for every night as if you've made Hulat ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But dear ones, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that the 2 rak'at sunnah salah fajr is more worthwhile and it's more valuable than all the wealth in the dunya, all the currencies, all the diamonds, all the gold, platinum, whatever. 2 rak'at sunnah salah. What do you think about the fajr salah in the masjid? There's no comparison. But why are the masajid empty for Fajr Salah in Cape Town, in South Africa, all over the world? Do you know that only 5% of the Muslim Ummah are making the Fajr Salah in the masjid? 5%! Now, I'm an imam for 36 years. And for 36 years, it's the same amount of people for Fajr in the masajid. And our masjid is a bit more than other masajid. 5%. So why? And the answer is, because most of the Muslims are not really serious about the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So Allah says to us in Surah Al-Qiyamah, what is the problem? Allah says, كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ. You know what's the meaning of كَلَّا? كَلَّا is adatu tanbih. Allah wants to draw your attention. Allah is saying to all of us, can I have your attention? Do you know what's the problem? You love the quick temporary world. وَتَبَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. And you have abandoned, you have forsaken the Akhirah. That's the reason why the masjid for Fajr is only 5%. If any company here in South Africa or anywhere in the world, if they tell you, Mr. Gabriels or Mr. Abrams, you are working for us, but we've got two options. The one option is, 5 times per day, you can work from home. Yeah? And for every 15 minutes that you work from home, we'll give you 1,000 rand. So for the day is 5,000 rand. The other option is, Mr. Gabriels, if you come into the offices of the CEO, of the boss of the company, We will give you for every 15 minutes that you come, 27,000. So for I've worked it out quickly. So for the day, Mr. Gabriels, if you come into the offices for 15 minutes, 5 times, morning, early afternoon, late afternoon, evening, and you will get for the day 135,000 rand. For the week, for the person that works at home, for the week, you will get 35,000 rand. For the person that comes into the offices every day, 5 times, for the week, not for the month, 945,000. Now we go to the month. The person that works at home, 140,000 for the month. Listen to the person that works at the offices, going in every day 5 times, 3,780,000. Nobody in this world, not Muslims, non-Muslims, will never refuse, will never work at home. They will never work at home. All of them will work. In fact, people that work for other companies, they will apply for that company to work for that company where you can earn 3,780,000 for 1 month. Going in 15 minutes, 5 times per day. But when Allah makes the offers, when Allah makes the same offer, it's not respond. So Muslims are not serious about the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Jamaat Muslimin, the objective of today's Jumu'ah is that we must change it around. The Jumu'ah is not here just to come. It's a formality and I go home and my life is still the same. That's not the objective. That's not the reason why Allah has made it compulsory for you to come to the Jumu'ah. Allah wants you to improve your life. Allah wants you to change your life. Allah wants you to become serious. That is why almost 20% or 25% of the Quran, Allah speaking about the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Allah says to us on the day of Qiyamah, the person is going to say, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقُ. Not the day of Qiyamah, the day when Malak al-Mawt knocks on his door and says, your time is over. Allah says, then that person is going to say, oh Allah, if you can just give me a little more time. فَأَصَّدَّقَ, so that I can make sadaqah. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, give me more time so that I can be of the salihin. That I can be of those people that attend masjid every waqt. That I can be of those people who stand up for salatul tahajjud. That I can be of those people who fast on a Monday and a Thursday. That was the other example that I wanted to make about the proof that the Muslims are not serious about going to Jannah. And so what Muslim? I know my time is over, but there's a few things I want to say to prepare ourselves for the Akhirah. And that is, and I said it the last time when I was here, about 8 months or 9 months, I don't know the exact time, maybe a year. And I told you that almost a year ago, I said to our Jama'ah in Portland, brothers and sisters, and I call them the Fajr family. I said to them, Allah is saying to us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. I must say, the last time when I was here, I don't know if that young man is between 30 and 40. So I said, I'm going to check up the next time when I come here. When I got into my car, he said to me, Sheikh, I'm not going to wait for Sheikh to come next year. Inshallah, I'm going to start today to do 1,000 times La ilaha illallah. And may Allah grant him that he carries out, inshallah. This must be part of our preparations, Jamaat Muslimin. Just imagine, I'm saying again, just imagine Allah is saying to us, remember me in abundance. You know what's the meaning of that? You remember me in abundance and I will remember you in abundance. Just imagine the day of Qiyamah come and the Malaika tell the Malaika, just look in the book of my slave, if he was one of those people who remember me in abundance. And just imagine the Malaika say, oh Allah, we are so sorry to say that. Not actually. You know what Muslim? We need to change it around. And it is your decision. Nobody else. You have to make the decision. You have to be smart. The other thing that I want to mention is that Gaza is still bleeding. And I must admit to say that last week when we had a demonstration in front of the US Embassy, it was one of my saddest days in my life. Because I expected that there's going to be minimum 3,000 people of Cape Town at the US Embassy, the real murderers. You know, I'm again use that word heedless and unconcerned. He said it's because we are unconcerned about what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. 2 weeks ago, the 10th of August, on a Saturday morning, some of our brothers made Salatul Fajr and they were massacred. They were butchered. They were really butchered because when the families came to fetch the bodies, not the bodies, the plastic bags of meat, human meat. And how did they find out these 100 people? Because they put 70 kilos of meat in each plastic, because that's an average of a human being. That's why they knew it's about 100 people that were massacred and butchered. And the Muslims are still in their own lives unconcerned. So Jamaat Muslimin, I want to motivate you, inshallah, to stand up for Palestine and for Gaza. Because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to ask you, you lived at the time of a genocide in Gaza. What did you do? And I'm so sorry to use this example, but maybe some of the old people will know Roger Waters. Roger Waters is one of the pop singing group in Britain. The group is Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd. He's now 79 years old. He was interviewed and he cried when he spoke about Gaza. The person, the presenter asked him, Mr. Waters, why are you crying? He says, I'm not only crying now, I cry every morning for the children of Gaza. So I'm asking the question, where are we? Ya Rab. So quickly, because of time, we've got one of the programs that we have in Cape Town is a Palestinian Barber's Day. Palestinian Barber's Day, where you cut your hair and you give a donation of 100 rand minimum for the people of Gaza. So that will happen Sunday morning, inshallah, from 7 o'clock until 4 o'clock in Bukab, in the Scottish Kloof, Burhanul Hub. It's a small hall. We're going to be there, inshallah. Jamaat Muslimin, I'm really going to end now. And just to end off with the hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Am I finished? Kullu bin Adam khatta'un. You've heard I'm 36 years Imam. Every Friday I end of the Jumu'ah with this hadith of Rasulullah. The hadith of the greatest leader sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kullu bin Adam khatta'un. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings. But the best of them are those who return to Allah. People will write you off. Some people tell you, are you 40 years? You didn't change. If you don't change at 40, you will never come right. That's not a hadith of Rasulullah. That's words of the shaitan. In Islam, even if you are 140 years old and you want to change and come back to Allah, Allah will receive you and Allah will accept your tawbah. And every Friday when I come to this part of the hadith, I remind people, those people who haven't decided yet to make their 5 times salah every day. My dear brothers, my teacher, my ustaz, who became my father-in-law, Imam Ismail ibn Abdullah Johnstone, rahmatullah alayhi. And he's a man that didn't go study overseas. He studied here in Cape Town. He studied at Sheikh Ismail Hanif in Woodstock. And when he come out of class, and he didn't understand, he don't take a bus to Lansdowne. He used to live in, what's your place name there, next to Oaklands? Kenwin. But the old name was of his, Samboklan. Then he would walk from Woodstock to Samboklan to learn. Now that teacher taught me a hadith that I never read in a book. But he repeated it so much that I memorized the hadith. مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ مُضِيعٌ لِلصَّلَاةِ لَمْ يَعْبَئِ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مَنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Any person that leaves this world whilst he or she was neglectful of the salah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is not interested in all your other good deeds. You could have gone to Hajj every year and gone for Umrah every month. You could have given sadaqah to the poor, millions. But because of your negligence of the salah, the Nabi Muhammad says, Allah don't want to see you. The malaika will come and tell you, brother or sister, you are standing in the wrong queue. These people are going to Jannah. Amma anta. But you, because of your negligence of your salah, your place is there with the kuffar. Hadith, I don't stop there. Rasulullah says, your place is there with the worst of kuffar. Fir'aun, Hamman, Ubayy ibn Khalaf. That is your place. You have the honor to speak to Allah 5 times per day. You, by your own choice and own decision, refuse to speak to Allah. Today, Allah refuses to speak to you. So my brothers and sisters, if you are here, this message is meant for you. You make the decision today, now. And from today onwards, you're not going to miss one salah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. Oh, you believe, be conscious of Allah, and let each and every person look how this ayah fits in with what our topic of today. Let each and Allah says to all of us, nobody is excluded. There's one lesson that I learned from my brother-in-law Sheikh Shaheen. Again, say Allah, fear Allah in your preparations for the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then Allah ends up to say, Inna Allah, certainly Allah, khabirun bima ta'amalun. Allah is well informed with whatever you do. Another way to translate that ayah is, Allah knows. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Bismillah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khair to honorable ustad or Sheikh Ibrahim for sharing that serious nasiha and advices with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah make us of those that make amal, inshallah. Amen. If you're looking for an exemplary imam, then you look at Sheikh Ibrahim. It's just not words that's spoken from his mouth, but a man that whatever he says is an example of whatever he speaks about. Wherever you find the Sheikh, he'll either be in the masjid or he'll be reciting Quran, and you only know someone when you travel with him. And many of us do not know that, and Sheikh won't be so happy, but Labas, as for the sake of motivation, that at Sheikh's age, Sheikh is of course not in the extreme best of health, and we ask Allah grant him good health for many years, inshallah, ameen. But I don't recall traveling with Sheikh without Sheikh performing a tahajjud salah. And Sheikh recites so much Quran that you shy when you sit in front of the Sheikh because of how little Quran you recite. And this is a senior that's reciting so much Quran and performing so much salah. And we ask Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spares him for many years with us, inshallah. And we can take from his example, inshallah. Ameen. Just a very short, quick announcement, inshallah. Did we get the parking lot? Not yet. The negotiating the church and the parking lot, inshallah, and the imam's house also. So next week, inshallah, the section here where the bed are currently sitting here and behind the glass, inshallah, from next week that will be occupied by the ladies, inshallah, as the ladies section has become now but too small, and they will then occupy that section. But the men will still then also still go upstairs, and that doors will then close, and then ladies could use the entrance as there's a dufana as well. For them, we're encouraging everyone to please park in the parking area provided on the back of the masjid and on the side of the masjid. And also we will start the project, inshallah, for the wall that is behind the masjid that doesn't look so nice, where the masjid will be starting that project very soon, inshallah. And everyone that wishes to contribute towards that project can speak to one of the members of the committee, inshallah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
اللهم صل على سيدنا اللهم صل على سيدنا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله ولا نعبد إلا إياه، والشكر لله ولا يستحق أحد سواه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوا فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم، واعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون، ما يأتيهم من ذكر من رب محدث إلا استمعوا وهم يلعبون. أيها الأحباء، اصطلحوا مع الله وعدوا أنفسكم ليوم تقوم أمام الله سبحانه وتعالى، ويقول سبحانه وتعالى: والوزن يومئذ الحق، فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون، ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون. أيها الأحباء، توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه، فإن رسولكم قال: كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
اللهم صل وسلم وسلم وعلم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على سيدنا محمد وأشرف العباد سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وسلم رضي الله تبارك وتعالى
الحمد لله. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، يا عباد الله، إن الدنيا دار ممر، وإن الآخرة دار مقر فخذوا من ممركم لمقركم ولا تهتكوا أستاركم عند من يعلم أسراركم واعلموا أنكم ستموتون كما تنامون وتبعثون كما تستيقظون ولتجزون بإحسان إحسانا وبسوء سوءا فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره ألا وصلوا على البشير النذير وقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتاب العزيز فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالم إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن سائر أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء دين اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله أن تحفظ المسجد الأقصى وأن تنصر إخواننا في غزة وفي كل فلسطين اللهم انصرهم بنصرك العزيز اللهم أخرج اليهود من غزة أذلة صاغرين اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم دمرهم كما دمرت عادا وثمودا وفرعون وقومه يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
استقيموا يرحمكم الله. تفضل.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
قام الله ودامها ما دامت السماوات والأرض واجعل مصالح أهلها
لا إله إلا
الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استقيم وارحمكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نتوب إليه ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير
صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم
والملائكه صلوا على النبي الامين صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم وفق لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل واكب عمرنا بالخير بيدك الخير والعافيه انك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين لله رب العالمين. Yeah.